This is Ted Kennedy. The Bush administration is dragging its heels on a new approach to community service. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, for months, the White House has been dragging its bureaucratic heels on a worthwhile Democratic initiative to encourage Americans of all ages to participate in community service. One of the most important parts of the proposal offers federal grants as seed money for schools and colleges to create opportunities for service by students at all levels, kindergarten through college. Other incentives will help young persons enlist full-time in local programs and encourage retired senior citizens to devote their talents to the needy in their neighborhoods. The Bush administration can't decide whether they're for or against the idea. They prefer a private foundation supported by federal funds, but limited to putting out press releases and identifying successful volunteer programs. If that's all we do, Al, it's not enough. Why is the president trying to hide his 1,000 points of light under a bushel?
Ted, in your big dither to hop on the National Community Service bandwagon, you caught your heel and fell into the old bottomless money pit, which is the very essence of so many of your public assistance programs. Your Democratic plan is a government solution with a price tag of $300 million in only the first year. Come on. Be realistic. The president has called for both private initiatives and legislative action to lessen this country's social deficit by encouraging the removing of obstacles to volunteer service. There are indeed bushels full of unmet human needs which can benefit from efforts of well-organized and supervised volunteers, but the federal budget can't afford the cost of all those public jobs. But the president's plan can meet urgent social needs without bushels full of money. Light coming on, Ted? This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off next on Drugs and Crime in America. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.